In the hall beyond the interrogation room, Carid paused long enough to savor her former master's screams before continuing on. Her security sweeps hadn't turned up any other stowaways, though she hadn't expected them to. Sneaking onto her ship was a mission doomed to failure, as evidenced by Nostral's capture. She felt it was far more likely his presence was a feint, a suicidal sacrifice to draw her attention away from the real threat. She'd hoped the Keldor would break easily, but she hadn't really expected that either. Even Darth Mekkis's wondrous device would need time to wear down a Jedi Master. But eventually he would tell her everything she wanted to know. Who he was working with, how he had known to find her on Reaver Station, why they had staged the false Republic attack. Until then, she was going to keep the Ascendant Spear out on deep patrol, safely away from whatever plot the Republic had cobbled together to destroy her. But that wasn't the only precaution she was taking. She took the turbolift to A-Deck, where the highest-ranking officers had their private quarters. There she found the newest additions to her crew ready and waiting for her arrival. Lord Ka'ux was a red-skinned pureblood. Lord Ordiz was a dark-skinned human. They had come to Reaver Station to swear fealty to the newest member of the Dark Council, though Carid had initially been reluctant to welcome them aboard her vessel, for fear they might one day be tempted to try to take it from her. However, Nostral's attack had made her reconsider her position. Now that she was on the Dark Council, she had to expect there would be other attempts on her life. If not by the Jedi, then by rivals within the Empire. Realizing it might be wise to keep a pair of well-trained warriors by her side at all times, she'd sent a shuttle to the station to retrieve them.
"I trust your accommodations are to your liking?"
"Exquisite,"
Lord Ka'ux replied, while Lord Ordiz only bowed his head to show he approved.
"Come with me,"
she told them.
"We must begin your training."
"Training, Darth Carid?"
Lord Ka'ux asked.
"If you want to serve me, you must learn to serve my ship as well,"
she told them.
"I promise you'll find the experience rewarding."